بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب في آداب المجلس والجليس. This is the chapter on the etiquette of a gathering and those who sit in the gathering. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يقيمن أحدكم رجلا من مجلسه ثم يجلس فيه ولكن توسعوا وتفسحوا. وكان ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما إذا قام له رجل من مجلسه لم يجلس فيه. متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that none of you should make another person get up from his place of sitting and then take his place, but you should be accommodating and make place. If anyone stands up from his place, then Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, would not sit in that place. In other words, if a man stood up for Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala from his own seat or his own place of sitting to give Abdullah bin Umar a seat, he would still refuse because of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which the outward words say that a person, if he is sitting, another person comes, and then that second person comes and picks him up or makes him stand up and puts him on one side, and then he takes his place away. This is incorrect in Sharia. So it is forbidden to request a person or force a person to move from his place which he was sitting already, and then you occupy that place. This is against the adab, against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if somebody is sitting in a seat or a place, another person shouldn't come and now request to sit in that particular place. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا قام أحدكم من مجلس ثم رجع إليه فهو حق به. رواه مسلم. This is also adab of sitting in a majlis. If any one of you gets up from his place and then returns to it, he is more entitled to it. So see, some person was sitting in the masjid, came early, and then he had to just go to the wudu khana or some important thing. He just had to fetch his Quran, whatever it may be. And he comes back to the place where he was sitting all the time. Then he has most right to sit in that particular place. Another person cannot come now and take over that place. So this is an adab that we need to know. However, ulama explained that the person who was sitting and then who stood up to get something, perhaps he went to just put his car right or the alarm went on, he went to see what happened, and he intends to come back. If he intends to come back, then he should put something of his, like his scarf or some object of his, on that place, so somebody will understand that this is somebody is sitting here already. And then when he comes back, he has more right to sit in that particular place. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa afru da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.